all the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers have been having this week, and please welcome a very special guest. Hello, Sabrina Carpenter.
Hello. I love the enthusiasm in your voice.
I don't usually sound like that. We always just talk at a very low register, but then when you join us, because you're such a wonderful person, we get all excited.
Aww. I was going to say, do you wake up in the morning with that kind of like pizzazz?
No, definitely
okay.
not.
And it takes me a second.
It takes until like night time to actually wake up. Do you want to play a game with us?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so this is a game called Who Said It on the Socials. Now, the way it works is I'm going to read out some tweets and three people who could have tweeted them. And you are going to take on Gemma in guessing who actually tweeted it. Because Gemma is kind of the queen of this game, right? Do you reckon you
should have picked someone that wasn't good at this for me.
Well, that would be
me. I'm not that good, so.
See, I reckon you're a socially savvy chick. People know, you know lots of people in music land. And these are all tweets from people in music land.
Alrighty.
So I reckon you're going to go pretty well with this. Now, the way it works, it's not like a buzzer thing. You just lock in your answer and we work out roughly who's right.
Great.
It's a very haphazard game that doesn't really have any specific rules to it.
We kind of make it up as we go along sometimes.
Are you both ready, competitors?
Ready.
Yes.
Tweet number one. I'm the type of person who looks up the food options at the airport I'm landing at. Was this tweet Troye Sivan, your regular collaborator Sabrina Carpenter Leland, or Dua Lipa? Who tweeted that they look up the food options at the airport they're landing at? Lock your answers in.
Oh. I might go with Leland because I think I saw him tweet something maybe like that the other day.
That would make sense then. What about you, Sabrina Carpenter?
I was going to say Leland, but she said that already. So can I say that still?
You can say it still, but like if you guys are so like-minded that you lock in three of the same answers three times in a row.
I won't do that, I promise, okay. But I want to be right, you know?
I think it's a good idea that you've done that because you're both correct.
Yay!
What
also,
a piece.
He's my friend, so he would probably be like, wait, why don't you know me?
Tweet number two. Thumbs is literally one of the best songs of the year. It's f***ing genius. This was tweeted on the 7th of March, 2017. Was this tweeted by Ed Sheeran, Rita Ora, or me?
You.
Gemma, who are you looking in?
I was going to go with you.
Look, Sabrina, what makes you think that it's me that would have tweeted that?
Because I don't think they said that.
You may have noticed that pop up.
Wait, you actually said that? That's so sweet.
Yeah, I said it on the 7th of March, 2017.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
True day one stan, baby.
Wow.
Or day like two or something.
Anyway, maybe they do, whatever.
You're both right, obviously. That wasn't
Yay! We're killing this.
Tweet number three. And I'm now regretting using this as the tweet for tweet number three.
Why?
Hashtag almost love EP out now, hollywoodrex.co/almostloveEP.
Don't I sound like an interesting person? Don't I really sound like I should be on Twitter?
Follow at Sabrina and Lynn for more riveting content like that. What are we locking in, my friends?
I'm going to lock in Justin Timberlake.
Gemma Maddox, who are you going to lock in?
I'm going to lock in Sabrina.
Oh my God, did you just beat Sabrina Carpenter in a game of who said it on the socials?
Wow, oh, I thought I was so close this time. I really thought this was going to be the one that I won.
So
wow,
close.
Next time.
Fun game. Thank you, Sabrina, for taking on Gemma.
Thank you.
There we go. And yes, I did say that, believe it or not.
That's so sweet. Wow, thank you so much.
Because I knew I'd said something about thumbs at some point, and I just didn't know how nice I'd gotten about it.
So, like, and for a second there, I was like, did Ed Sheeran say something about my song?
And then I add me in at the end and just like sorely disappoint you.
No, it's better.
Nice, sweet Nick.
Because I'm talking to you right now. I'm not talking to Ed Sheeran.
This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Sabrina Carpenter is guest co-hosting this week. Sabrina!
Hello!
Hello,
to have you here, mate. How long do you reckon it's been that you've wanted to come to Australia and promote your music over here?
Wow, I've been here twice before, but it's been since 2016. So I feel like I was a different person then. I think everyone feels that way when they're growing. So yeah, I'm so excited to be here, but even more excited to come back and tour properly. I've just noticed how much you guys say reckon, and I didn't realize that before. You've said it three times since we've got on this phone call.
The little things that you notice about Australians, I haven't
love
noticed
it.
That.
I'm gonna have to, love it so much.
I'll have to watch myself now. Be more careful.
And when you were working on your album, did you find like you worked with same producers you and songwriters you've worked with before, or did you mix it up this time?
I definitely mixed it up. Almost every collaborator on this album is a new collaborator. I started by working with some of the people that I obviously was super comfortable with already, but I think as you grow, your sound grows, and then it's just you are able to find a new sound by working with other new people because they all have their own sounds too. So yeah, I definitely wanted to try working with a lot of new people, and I found some amazing collaborators and producers for this album.
I heard that Leland was a really key collaborator for this, and
yes.
Everyone that I know that knows Leland and has worked with Leland, who has written some huge hits over his time, just finds something very special about him. What do you think it is about him that makes him such a great collaborator with so many great people?
Well, one, I think he took me seriously at a time where people didn't. And I shouldn't say all people, but there was definitely a lot of people, and he kind of went into it with just like this perspective of like writing authentically. He does that really well. Like, he'll come up with lyrics sometimes that I'm just like, that's so simple, why wouldn't I think of that? But like, he does, you know. And yeah, everything that he touches is special, and so I really think that us being able to collaborate together and him really listening to my voice and me listening to his has made a really special combination for the songs that we've written together.
That's so nice. Aww.
You can definitely hear that in your songs, and also with Why, like some songs you listen to, you can hear the story, like the message in the song. But I find with that one, it's a really like powerful message in there, even though two people might have differences. Like
exactly.
At the end of the day, you get along well.
Yeah, and also you just like don't even know why you get along. You know what I mean? Like that was the whole reason behind it. It's like I really shouldn't get along with you as well as I do, but I do. And I love you even if even if there's differences between us at the end of the day.
I know you worked with Stargate on Almost Love, mm-hmm. which is just like a heaven pop dream come true.
You're a heaven pop dream come true.
Oh my god, that's going in my bio.
Okay, cool.
What do you think it is about this song that made it single worthy?
Interesting, because I think this is a very new world where I believe the audience is supposed to tell you, you know what I mean? And I think that they're really good at doing that. But I think that this was a song that had just a different personality to it than other songs of mine. I like to hope that there's multiple, songs. I never like to be like, oh, this one's a single, this one isn't. Because I think if you put out music and you see what people resonate with, then some songs speak for themselves. But this song just had, one, it was a dance record, and I really never really had a dance record before like it. And you really heard like a different side of me. It was also, not to mention, like so close to my life and my story and what was happening currently. So I was really excited that I got to do it with Stargate because they're amazing.
She's a bop. Let's get her on.
She's a bop. Let's get her on.
This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers have been having this week wrapped up into a Sunday night radio show.
And we've got a special co-host joining us, Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter. I like how you guys say my name.
Carpenter.
Did you say Carpenter?
Carpenter. You actually have a really good Australian accent.
Actually, I don't. But,
nice.
You know, I was on a live stream the other day and I was in Sydney and I was like trying
that.
To
do.
I'm sorry, because it was so bad that I had bad Wi-Fi. And so it kept pausing me and then everyone was mad. But anyways, yeah, I was trying to do a good Australian accent. And I got a lot of hate for my Australian accent.
Aww.
I think it was fine. It was really good on there as well. How like you were generally just cared about your fans. And I was like, oh, like you seem just such like a lovely person. It's good to see like you asking, your fans questions. I thought that was so nice.
Wow. It's all a lie. Actually, I'm just a really good actress.
You actually are though. So that's why the gag's so funny. Let's do a quick lightning round of fan questions from your amazing fans on Twitter. Now, this almost didn't happen because I rang Gem this morning. I was like, no one's replied to my tweet asking for fan questions. And then I realized I accidentally set my thing to like only people I follow. So notifications come through.
Oh, and so, yeah,
and
cool.
And I turned that off and there was 105 questions.
Yeah, that was loads.
90 seconds on the clock to answer all these questions. First one, Jolly Brina wants to know, what is the feeling when you hear your own music on the radio?
Euphoria, bliss, both those things.
Francine wants to know, if you had a theme song for your life, what would it be?
It would probably be Toxic by Britney Spears.
Brilliant. Carly wants to know what your favorite 90s show is, like TV show.
Would I be weird if I said Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
Oh, I love that one.
I like that idea.
Angelica wants to know, what is your favorite thing about Australia?
Tim Tams and the people.
Excellent. Clara wants to know the musical collaboration of your dreams.
Ooh, Rihanna.
Perfect.
Alex wants to know, what new foods have you tried while traveling you really like?
Oh, what do we try? I tried passion fruit and what is it called?
Pashona?
No, the dessert. Pavlova.
Pavlova, brilliant. Sam wants to know how many Tim Tams you've eaten in the last week.
Probably 86.
Into the final 30 seconds, quickly, Gemma Maddox.
Laura, what is the highlight of your career so far?
Doing this interview.
Lily says, can you give us one hint about your plans for tour?
There's going to be lots of songs and new songs.
Okay.
Eleanor, what is your favourite thing about travelling?
Getting to meet my fans.
Ang wants to know, how do you defeat writer's block?
I cry.
Gabs wants to know, what is your favourite part about working on Girl Meets World?
Three, two, one. Time's up.
So close.
I am so impressed with our audio producers for putting together such an epic final 30 seconds.
That was a very epic 30 seconds. I actually felt the tension rising, which is ironic because that's a lyric in Almost Love. But no, really, I felt very stressed out.
That was a fantastic subtle plug then.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Sabrina
Make sure to go listen now.
Almost Love is out now. We're not even going to be shamefully plugging it.
We're gonna be completely not shameless about it.
Goodbye. We love you.
Bye.
We will miss you. Bye.
All the conversations your favorite hit makers are having right now, and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.